nitty-gritty of the Sefer after the various Hakadamos, that he pointed out that the purpose of the Sefer is to give us Eitzos of how to live a proper life by understanding how our Yetzirah works. So over here, we get up to Pasuk Tes. He pointed out, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'alti tosh terasi mecha. We have over here Torah, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebaal peh. We have concepts of Torah, mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh. That leaving aside the mitzvah that's involved, ki livi aschein heim l'roshecha v'anakim l'gagarosecha. That here we have the best form of armor of an individual with which he can go to face his Yetzirah. Armor is generally viewed as something which would protect a person in the course of war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here, via Shlomo HaMelech, tells us that we're dealing over here with jewelry. Jewelry, ki liv yaschein heim l'roshecha. We have two forms of jewelry. One form of jewelry for the head, v'anakim l'gargarosecha, another form of jewelry around the neck. The difference is twofold. And firstly, in terms of the nature of the jewelry, liv yaschein, we're dealing with one piece. The ornament of the head is one piece, as opposed to around the neck, we're dealing with anakim. We're dealing with segments. We're dealing with pieces of precious material that would be around the neck. And here the Gra puts this into the proper context. Ta'inyan ki b'yemeyem ha'yuosu menushotehem tachshitim lefim ha'aseihem. That the tachshit would be in accordance with the unique spiritual qualities of the woman. K'moshe matzina shamra devisu derabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, shiya sela katla shel zahav. That Rabban Gamliel's wife saw that Rabbi Akiva's wife was wearing Yerushalayim shel zahav, and so she asked her husband, who was a nasi, that he should give her a similar ornament. Amar la, lo avis kevistu de Rabbi Akiva. In other words, when you reach the level of Rabbi Akiva's wife, I'll be happy to give you such an ornament. And with such an ornament, stems from within. That, and so here also, the ornament stems from within the individual. Hayu osim shnei minei tachshitim, larosh v'latzavar, v'hainu l'ba'alat seichel, l'ba'alat ma'asim tovim. That the ba'alat seichel would receive the ornament for the rosh, and the ba'alat ma'asim tovim would receive the ornament for the guf, the tzavar being that which connects the guf with the rosh. V'derech l'asot tachshit ha'rosh mechaticha achas, as we pointed out, dugmat ha-seichel shehu echad. Alat zavar mechatichos harbe dugmat ha-ma'asim. Namely, that Torah, we have a unity of Torah, that's the head, and then we have the mitzvos that are the ma'asim, called mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Torah v'ha-mitzvos atzman heim tachshitim l'harosh v'ha-guf. So all that's done in this world, Malchusa de Araka, Malchusa de Rekia, all that's being done in this world in terms of husbands giving such jewelry to their wives, reflecting what's inside, is that the Torah and the mitzvos are given to the individual reflecting what's inside. Kol inyan Torah heim or echad, u'mitzvah l'umod b'chol zman, so that's the liv yaschein, aval ha-mitzvos eina nohagos ela kol achas bizmana, so that is the anakim. Liv yaschein hi ha-Torah, anakim rashon rabim, hem ha-mitzvos l'gagarosecha. Again, the tzavar serves as the conduit between the guf and the rosh. So the Hakadama, if you want first to be able to deal with the Yetzirah, first prepare yourself with the proper jewelry, with the proper spiritual armor in terms of learning Torah and mitzvos. And now we come to the pitui. Now we come to the form of seduction, b'ni. Im yifatucha chataim al tovei. Don't fall. Don't be a fool man for pituyim, for seduction. Of course, the mashal is the seduction from the outside. Yifatucha chataim, namely individuals whose status would be that of a chata. Over here, the Gra explains who is the chata. Chotei hu haover al mitzvat asei, someone who misses the mark. He doesn't have his mitzvot asei. Hu ashon chisaron, kemosh pirshu bereish Yeshaya. Im yifatucha, if someone who is empty in terms of his own arsenal of Torah u'mitzvos tries to seduce you to certain actions, realize that he wants to pull you down. Mifatucha osa menei adam achaser mitzvos asei al tovei lushmo ledivrehem kral vade lo lemitzvahim boim lefatotcha heim atzma mena machafetzim vzeinem osim vade mashahim rosim lefatotcha. They want to pull you down to them. What is the pitui? Now again, we have to understand that we have a marshal and a nimshal. The nimshal over here is the yetzahara. That if the yetzahara tries to pull you in its direction, don't listen. The yetzahara goes basically catching a person in two areas. Im yomru lecha itanu na'arva ledam nitzpena lenaki chinam. Here we have it's one long run-on sentence. Namely, if they try to seduce you to tell you, join me in my direction, v'chule. And this goes for a number of psukim, and then we're going to find later on in Perek Beis another set of psukim from Perek Beis pasuk tetzayin v'hatzilcha mi'isha zara minachriya marehachlika. What averis do we have over here? So the Isha Zara, in terms of the mashal, we're dealing with the world of Arayas. We'll have to see what that is in terms of the Nimshal. And over here, we're dealing with the world of Ne'erva Ladam, with the world of Retzach, and we're dealing with the world of Gezel. Nitzpenaga Naki Chinam, to empty someone out totally. So what the Gra points out, Ha'inyan, Shehein, Shnei Minei Yetzahara, that a person, generally, if he wants to view himself with a magnifying glass, he'll see that there are two types of yetzahara he has within him. Hata'avani, the yetzahara of desire. V'haka'asani, and a yetzahara that he calls a yetzahara of extreme anger. Extreme anger is pretty much what we would call wanting to be in control, being tremendously frustrated when one is not in control, lashing out when one is not in control, and that can express itself via anger. It could express itself even via murder. In other words, I can't deal with this person. He refuses to accept my authority, and so I have to kill him. In other words, there was a play that was put on by the White Dramatic Society called 12 Angry Men, which pointed out that there was one of those angry men was really angry, and was pointed out to him that not always when you say you want to kill someone, doesn't mean you want to kill someone. And then, not giving away the play, but at one point he told one of the other individuals, I'm going to kill you. And then he caught himself but that's the Yetzirah Haka'asani. The two prime examples in the Torah, Hem Neged Lo Tirtzach, that's the Ka'asani, Lo Tin'af is the Ta'avani. And so over here, the Gra says, call Milsa, the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Doraisa Tikkun. So whatever Shlomo HaMelech deals with is Kain the Torah. Kamosha Torah, Kosov Tchilo Lo Tirtzaf, Elcharkach Lo Tinaf, Kain Gam Kan Tchilo HaPituyim Shel HaKa'asani, VeAcharkach Shel HaTa'avani. So on one hand, you can call Perek Aleph, L'cha Yitona Ne'erva L'adam VeKa'asani, and Perek Beis, the Isha Zara, the Ta'avani. Or even within this pasuk, we have the Ka'asani and the Ta'avani. Ne'erva L'adam would be Retzach, Nitzpena L'naki Chinam would be Gezel. In other words, that we have over here, even within this pasuk, that combination. L'cha Itanu. So the first pitui of the Yetzahara is Klomar, Atalo Ta'ased Davar Ra, Rak L'cha Itanu. Namely, that when you're dealing on the level of the mashals, they say, look, you know, it's just join our gang. You're only going to win. You're not going to lose. And don't worry. You're not actually going to do anything. You're just going to gain from whatever results there are of our action of murder or of theft. However, when one moves over to within the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah says, don't worry. It's not you. It's me. Namely, you're a good guy. In other words, it's your anger which is doing it. It's your desire which is doing it. You have someone in court who'll say, it wasn't me, I saw red, and I don't know what happened. In other words, I'm a good guy. You know, it was my anger that did it. It wasn't me that did it. So the first pitui, the first rationalization of the Yetzirah is, I don't want to change you. I don't want to turn you into a low life. I don't want to turn you into someone you're going to be embarrassed. Don't worry, it's not you, it's me. You can have a split personality. You're basically a good guy. You're basically loyal to your wife, but you have this taiva, and the taiva is not loyal to your wife because the taiva is not you. And so somehow the person could say, it's not me. It's like in Israel there was this children's doctor who was found to have a tremendous photographic collection of children's photographs, in other words, like a pedophile would have. He said, no, it's not. I'm a children's doctor. I do good. I have this Yetzirah that I compartmentalize. When I'm a doctor, I'm a doctor. And when I'm in front of my computer, I'm a pedophile. But it's not me. In other words, so that's the Lecha Itanu that we find by Bilam, that's what in other words, what Akash Baruch Hu told Bilam, don't go imam, go itam. In other words, just accompany them. In other words, so ito with an aleph, that's just to accompany. Imo means to be one. So the Yetzirah tells the person, Lecha Itanu, just accompany us. In other words, just let us have that little piece of your mind, let us have that little piece of your personality. You'll give us life, but you're you and the Yetzirah, and you can explain to your wife, and you can explain to your victims, and you could explain to your patients that really, that these are two different worlds. It's a world of imagination and a world of reality. Then, that's not the way that you're going to get anywhere. Okay, so this we will continue with B'lu Neder. I'm sorry for having to leave. There's a meeting of Rosh Yeshiva now, and I'm already late, and it's not covered for the Rosh Yeshiva that I should be late. Okay. So we'll continue B'lu Neder tomorrow. Okay.